This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We are very passionate family people. My eldest daughter, who in May will complete 20 years as a lawyer, when she left home to go to a UNE in Armidale, I began what's called a family news. That was in 1997. For all those years, so what's that? Here's my calculator. 1997. For 25 years, yes. I daily family news.
Every single day for the past 25 years.
25 years, and I normally go for 2-3 pages. When my son was living in England for 7 years, he said that kept him in the family. He knew exactly what was going on, and he loved it. Now, I always put in an error or two.
Well, a deliberate error?
Yes, just to make sure that they respond, and they do.
Mark, go back to the bit where you said it's 2 or 3 pages. What's in those 2 or 3 pages every day?
Well, I always start off with what mum's doing.
Yes.
What's mum's activities, and then the family, what each person has been doing. Now, although we use WhatsApp and Messenger with our own family thing for the photographs, they still want the full Monty with the 2 or 3 pages.
They do, they keep demanding it, do they, every day?
and it deals with what's going on in my ministry. I also keep it as a legal record.
Do you? What do you mean?
Always, yeah. Well, once there was one time where I was challenged about something and I was able to provide the evidence.
Through the family news?
Yes.
Wow.
It was dated. Ministers have to be very careful today. You can't even counsel somebody today without being super cautious.
I can picture that, Mark. I'm also trying to picture the Tronson Family News. Is that what it's called? And, like, do you actually lay it out like an old-school newspaper?
No. It's just simply an old-style email.
Okay, I gotcha. Right.
Yeah. And it just goes down the page. If it relates to a family member, they'll be pleased to read it.
And you've got to make sure you get their quotes accurately, Mark.
Oh, yes. And also, I comment about stuff.
Oh, do you? You editorialise in the family news. What kind of comments do you add?
We have people in the family who lean left, who lean right, some who don't care.
Some who don't lean at all?
Yes. And so they always respond, those who lean on the left and those who lean on the right. It's quite hilarious, in fact.
Mark, this is quite the undertaking that you've had going for decades now with your family. But what are some of the things in particular that have brought your family together around this? It sounds like they enjoy reading it every day, but is there more that they get from it?
Well, I think that as a family unit, we are strong on the family unit. My wife's a great prayer. She prays for them every morning diligently for a couple of hours. One comment that our youngest daughter, who's an accountant, made the other day was that she was so grateful that mum cooked good meals every night. So many kids don't get a good meal.
Mm.
But Elma made sure that everybody, she was feeding a family of 6, every night, just that everybody got a good meal.
I hope they got a good write-up in the family news, Mark. Got good reviews in the cooking or the restaurant review section. Mark, would you be recommending this to me? I've got young children. We all live in the same house. They haven't gone off to uni yet. They're not going to go off anytime soon. But do you reckon when they do leave home that I and others should be looking into their own family news?
It does depend on 2 things. One, do you have a penchant to writing?
I don't mind a bit of writing.
Well, there you are.
Okay.
So I think that's the first
thing.
Secondly, don't pontificate. In the family news is newsy stuff, but don't tell them what to do. They've got their own lives, and they'll come to you if they need some wisdom.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.